old-school board games that are still excellent in 2026. 10 classics that outlived the hype. Kenji here. One clean decision at a time, and the whole table becomes easier. Acquire, Ra, Cosmic Encounter, Power Grid, Bonanza, For Sale, Modern Art, Catan, Carcassonne, and Ticket to Ride are still worth playing in 2026 because each owns a durable decision. Mergers, auctions, negotiation, markets, trading, valuation, route timing, or tile commitment. Buy the current edition, teach the one dated friction point carefully, and do not confuse historical importance with automatic table fit. A classic is not a game we excuse because it is old. It is a design whose central decision remains alive after newer boxes have borrowed its furniture. Kenji traced the current Amazon editions, read the recent Silver Generation and Aged Well conversations, and looked for the places modern owners still make repairs. Thin stock cards, old scoring explanations, luck, confrontation, and teaching language. Provenance first, judgment second, if this guide helps. Using the Amazon links on the page is a simple way to support Puzzlewick at no additional cost to you. What makes an old board game still good in 2026? The game must still create a decision that newer production cannot make obsolete. Acquire makes players value companies they can merge. Raw makes the auction clock itself part of the lot. Cosmic Encounter turns imbalance into diplomacy. Bonanza makes trade necessary by freezing hand order. These are not historical curiosities, they are mechanisms with teeth. Age does not excuse downtime, opaque scoring, runaway leaders, or a bad fit. The right question is not, was this influential? It is, would this particular table choose it again next week? Kenji keeps the classics that answer yes without a lecture about their importance. Why do Acquire and Ra still feel modern? Acquire makes ownership positional. A hotel chain's value depends on the board, merger timing, and who holds majority and minority stock. You can trigger a merger that pays opponents, buy into danger, or keep cash for the next cycle. Recent owners praise the restored board presence but regularly note thin stock cards and paper money. Sleeve the stock cards, substitute poker chips if tactile money matters. Repair the production, not the rules. Ra is cleaner. Players draw tiles or invoke Ra, then bid with a tiny fixed set of sun discs. The epoch can end before everyone spends their bids, so every auction contains time pressure. Modern production makes it beautiful, but the enduring mechanism is the threat that there may not be another lot. Are Cosmic Encounter and Power Grid 2 dated for a modern group? Only if the group wants modern control. Cosmic Encounter gives aliens powers that appear unfair because the answer is social. Invite allies, refuse help, negotiate, and coordinate against the threat. A balance-first group may hate it. A table that enjoys politics can still produce stories no symmetrical design can. Power Grid looks severe, but the resource market is beautifully physical. Buying coal raises future coal cost. Turn order punishes the obvious leader. City expansion rewards timing. The recharged rules polish the system, yet a slow auction group can stretch the evening. Set a friendly auction pace and narrate the first resource refill. The design is not dated. A hesitant table is simply expensive in minutes. Why do Bonanza and For Sale keep defeating larger games? Bonanza makes negotiation structural. You cannot rearrange your hand, so the wrong bean at the front must be planted, traded, or donated before it destroys a field. Trades become generous, predatory, and funny because both sides often need the same deal for different reasons. The cartoon beans are not trying to look serious. The incentives already are. For Sale uses two auctions. First, players bid coins for properties, then those properties are simultaneously played to claim checks. The second half judges the first half, which means an overbid becomes a future story rather than a mere arithmetic mistake. Both games finish before their central joke is exhausted. That is a form of craftsmanship larger boxes often forget. Is modern art still the best auction game? It remains one of the most complete because it teaches five auction formats while allowing the auctioneer to profit from the sale. Cards have no intrinsic printed price. Value emerges from how often each artist appears, what players believe will happen, and how desperately they behave in public. The game needs one confident teacher to model auction cadence. Do not explain every theoretical implication. Run a sample auction, show that the top artists pay at round end, and let the table discover that selling at the right price can beat buying. Raw is the better constrained auction. Modern art is the better laboratory for people. Owning both is not redundancy if your group enjoys the genre. Do Catan, Carcassonne, and Ticket to Ride still deserve a shelf? Ticket to Ride remains the most dependable mixed experience gateway. Collect colors, claim routes, complete tickets, and feel spatial pressure without a rules lecture. Carcassonne is the better long-term two-player system. Teach without farms first, then add farms when players can read the landscape. Catan still creates trading that many modern gateways avoid, but luck droughts and robber targeting are real costs. Buy the current 6th edition Catan base game, not a similarly named card product or extension. Treat Catan as a graduation gateway for a table ready to negotiate and absorb setbacks, not as the automatic answer for every family. These three survived because their boards make progress visible. Their differences matter more than their shared fame. How should you teach a classic without preserving its bad habits? Use modern teaching. Give the objective first, demonstrate one turn and isolate the friction. In Acquire, show a merger payout. In Raw, score one sample epic. In Cosmic, stage one encounter with allies. In Power Grid, refill the resource market visibly. In Bonanza, enforce hand order with an open hand. In Carcassonne, omit farms for the first game. Do not preserve a confusing teach because that is how we learned. A classic survives through clear transmission, not ritual suffering. Also, separate rules from manners. Catan's robber and Cosmic's negotiation can feel personal, so name the interaction before it lands. Players tolerate sharp systems better when the host tells the truth about the edge. Which old game should you not buy just because it is famous? Skip any classic whose defining interaction your group avoids. Skip Cosmic for balance purists, Power Grid for auction-averse players, Catan for a conflict-sensitive family, Hive-like abstracts for people who dislike direct pressure, and long economic games when the host refuses to enforce pace. Historical influence is not table compatibility. Also skip a collector edition when the current standard edition contains the design you want. Premium chips and thicker boards can improve repeated handling, but they cannot make the central mechanism suit you. Play a friend's copy or a standard edition first. The box may be old, but the buyer can still use contemporary restraint. Final verdict. Start with Raw if you want the classic most likely to feel newly released. Acquire for mergers, Cosmic for diplomacy, Power Grid for economics, Bonanza for trading, Modern Art for auction psychology, For Sale for speed, Ticket to Ride for mixed experience, Carcassonne for repeat tile play, and Catan when the table actively wants negotiation. Preserve the decision, modernize the teach, and never buy history as homework. Frequently asked questions. What old board game feels most modern? Raw. Its auction clock, constrained bids, push-your-luck tile row, and short arc remain unusually clean. Is Acquire still worth playing? Yes, for 4 to 5 players who enjoy mergers, positional investing, and direct interaction. Sleeve the stock cards and consider poker chips if the thin money bothers you. Is Catan still good in 2026? Yes, for groups that enjoy trading and can absorb dice luck and robber targeting. It is no longer the automatic first gateway for every family. Which classic is best for 2 players? Carcassonne is the most flexible classic recommendation at 2. Dedicated modern duels may be sharper, but Carcassonne rewards repeat map reading. What is the best classic auction game? Raw for constrained, tactical auctions, Modern Art for varied auction formats and social market psychology, For Sale for a short 2-stage auction. Is Cosmic Encounter balanced? Not in the modern, symmetrical sense. Alien powers are intentionally uneven, and negotiation is expected to correct threats. That instability is the design. Should I buy deluxe editions of classic games only after you know the standard design gets repeat play? Production can improve handling, but it cannot improve group fit. Are these current additions direct Amazon products? Yes. The guide links exact Amazon product detail ASINs and uses images from those same listings.